Welcome to What's Poppin', a podcast where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and dig deeper into the message from the previous Sunday. Today, my guest is Heidi Blank. Heidi, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Heidi, the first thing I ask pretty much everybody is, how did you get to Prince of Peace?
Well, good question. I had been teaching for about 7 years. First in Nebraska. I got a call out there to Norfolk, Nebraska. I taught 5th grade and 3rd grade. Okay. And then after that, I decided I did not like the cold and the snow and just the 2-hour drive to the airport. So I took a call down to Florida.
All right.
In Eustis. And so I was an hour from my family. Kind of.
Where
like,
is Eustis?
Eustis is an hour northwest of Orlando.
Okay.
And so it was close enough to my family and friends and stuff, but it was nice to explore a new area. And then Kendra McNatt, she knew I was teaching out there.
Okay.
They were looking for a teacher here at Prince of Peace. So I got a message from her and she's like, hey, would you be interested in an interview to maybe come out to California? And so since I was born in California.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was born in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
My parents grew up in Southern California.
Okay.
I was in Anaheim from when I was born up until 3rd grade.
Okay.
2nd, 3rd grade. And then I went back for college. I went to Concordia Irvine.
Oh, okay.
And so then this is my 3rd time being out
here. Back in California. Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Kendra?
Oh, so that's also goes way back.
All right.
Kendra, her parents and my parents kind of went to college together. They were down in Southern California.
Yeah.
And so growing up, the McNatts were always over. We were, had them over.
All right.
Just kind of she's kind of a sibling to me, honestly.
Yeah. But you guys were also in Florida.
Yes.
Same area?
Yeah. Our dads worked at the same company. So we both, both families moved from Florida to from California to Florida.
All right.
The same year, we went to we found a house in the same neighborhood, two houses apart, went to the same school.
So really a sibling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about Nebraska? Because she was there too. Were you
at
Nebraska the same time?
She jokes that I am I'm following her around.
Well, she kind of invited you here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I was teaching in Nebraska the same time as that she was going to Seward.
Okay.
Concordia Seward.
Yeah.
And so, she would, we would kind of see each other once in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, she has 3 siblings. I have 3 siblings. So we kind of the stair step type of thing going through school.
How long were you in Florida? Teaching.
I was there for 3 years.
Okay.
And then God called me out here, surprisingly.
And you've been here how long now?
This is my 4th year.
4th year. All right. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going well, after the pandemic, teaching is much easier.
Yeah.
I have a few new, teachers around my classroom, so just trying to help them to feel comfortable, and it's going well so far.
Good. Mm-hmm. What is the part of your job you look most forward to?
Yeah, so I love, obviously, teaching about Jesus each and every day. That's
obviously,
my purpose.
Yeah.
So I really get a lot of joy from that and just the questions the kids come up with, and we have some solid conversations throughout the year.
Yeah.
But I also love just making fun and creative lessons and just more game led and just more fun in the classroom.
Is there an example you have of the most recent thing that was a game fun lesson you did?
Yeah, we've been learning about multiplication. Mm-hmm. I just love using the math facts cards and we play around the world. So it's two kids stand up. I hold a card up and whoever answers the fastest moves on to the next person.
Okay.
And the other person sits down. So they try to go around the whole world, which is all the students in the class.
All the students at one time.
That's really engaging and that helps them to just enjoy learning their facts. Yeah.
So unless they're super anxiety ridden for competition. But other than that.
Yeah. So it can get a little loud, but it's all
fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So I always ask everyone to bring 2 things from the message last Sunday they thought was interesting or good. And so what are the 2 things that you brought from last Sunday?
Yeah, I think that one pastor brought up the fear of death.
Yeah.
And he had about like six reasons of like why people are so afraid.
Mm.
It was like, it really had me thinking, because like, I think from my perspective, like I always, you know, I guess I'm kind of younger and I've always just like,
yeah,
you know, known that one day I'll go to heaven and, mm-hmm. you know, I have that hope. But I think there's a lot of people that are really afraid because, number one, that maybe they're not Christian and it's just like the unknown, or two, it's just, you know, it's getting closer and closer to that time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how that feels, but
yeah.
So that's definitely one of them.
That popped out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other is, of course, goes with that and how Jesus came into the world. You know, we're about to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
And then he, on Easter morning, he could like he died, and then on Easter morning he showed he conquered death.
Yeah.
For everybody. So. Yeah.
So while it's a scary thing and it's not something that we look forward to, or at any rate, we don't have to fear death, even though we kind of fear death.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. Because he's conquered it for us. One of the things I thought that resonated with me was he had talked about in the early service. He talked about the stats about people who really fear death because they kind of faced it, right? Become the people who are kind of pro-death in a way, like they become aggressive, you know, and they start to be aggressive about death. And then he started talking about death metal, and right? And I started thinking about my friends who are into like death metal or black metal or dark metal, and they're atheists or they're nothing, and it makes sense. Like they're trying to control or make fun of, you know, the thing that they actually are scared of and don't understand at all, which would be death, right? And so like that really does make sense.
For like, sure. And like it is interesting how Pastor, you know, pulled that out. Like went into like the death metal, because I feel like I've known it's there, but it really was part of, you know, what also made me kind of think. And that's interesting how you know some people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In that music genre.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And so it's that was helpful for me, you know, and maybe something I'll bring up with those folks at some point. Mm-hmm. Be like, you ever think maybe you're actually really scared of death and that's why you're kind of obsessed with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Are you into the music?
So I, you know, I have a very eclectic musical taste, right? And I actually do appreciate like the music of death metal, but I can never really get into it because the lyrics are horrible. Oh, no. Like they're really, really bad. And so there in the past there have been a couple, it sounds funny, but a couple of Christian death metal bands, right? So it's the music, but the lyrics aren't, you know, about all the things that Pastor Zelt was talking about on Sunday. And so those are, you know, more palatable, obviously, for people. Musically, actually, it's kind of an odd thing. It's very complicated music, and people would never think that because like the genre of what it is, but it's actually complicated music. Okay. It's not easy to play or write. But I like I like kind of everything. I also like jazz, and I like country, and I like ska,
all the genres,
reggae and hip hop.
Anything
and
you don't like?
Yeah. I don't listen to classical music very much on purpose. I don't dislike it, but I don't seek it out.
Okay.
I don't like new country. Yeah, like the new Nashville sound. I'm not really a fond of.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. I'll listen to anything else for the most part.
Yeah. I learned something new about you today too.
Yeah, my Spotify list of the year today, I listened to 65 different genres in 2022.
Really?
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah. I definitely would be on the lower end of that.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm all over the place when it comes to music. So
that's cool. Do you play music?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I don't play anything fantastic because I play several things. Okay. I never actually was taught anything. So I play guitar and bass and drums, and I can fake it on the keys.
Nice.
I write music and record and stuff.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe one day on your podcast you will, you know, show your work to the listeners.
No. If you can figure out what my name is on Spotify, you can find my stuff. I have stuff up out there on Spotify and Apple Music and everything, but it's not
under Mark
Engelhardt.
All right, guys, you heard it from the pastor himself.
So, you're a Florida girl most recently. I mean, mm-hmm. California till you were third grade, right? Yeah. But yeah. You identify with being a Florida girl,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's kind of in the middle.
In the middle, right. So name two things that you think make Florida awesome.
Yes.
And also why they make Florida awesome.
I mean, I just have to go with, you know, the normal type of answer, I feel like a lot of people would say.
Nope, normal type of answer. What's the normal answer people would say?
Disney World.
Disney World?
Yes.
All right, so
yes.
Disney World.
I'm a big Disney fan.
All right, like, so how often do you go?
I mean, since the pandemic, like pretty much not often. Yeah. But before that, like when I was teaching in out there in Florida for the 3 years, I had an annual pass. Before that, it was like a seasonal cast member, so I would work during the summer.
Really? Okay.
And then I would like, when I went to college, I was able to like use my perks at Disneyland.
Oh,
to get
yeah,
in
yeah.
With, like for free with three of my friends
each time. Oh, nice. So cast member, that means you weren't selling popcorn, you were doing something. So
I mean, it wasn't that fancy. I was actually like at the Wide World of Sports, which is like a big sports complex.
So then what were you?
I was just like,
you just there?
That's what they call the Disney employees.
Is a cast member?
Yeah.
So were you taking tickets? Were you?
Yeah, I was doing the ticketing. Yeah. I was like in the gym, kind of like just monitoring every, making sure everything's okay because it was like sports teams.
Yeah.
I would like drive the little carts around on the fields to like load equipment. And so yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah. How long did you do that?
A few years, I think.
A few years?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one. What's the other one? So I asked for two.
Yes.
There's got to be more
than
Disney one.
Disney and the beach.
The beach?
Yeah. I'm also a beach lover.
Which side?
What? Oh, the Gulf Coast or in the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
they're very different.
They are very different. I agree. I mean, I'll just have to go with... dang. That's a tricky one. Because it is very different.
They're very different.
I would have
One's
to go...
One's warmer than the other. One has different waves than the other.
Yes. I think Atlantic.
Atlantic?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just go there more often and
more familiar with it.
Yeah. And I think like Cocoa Beach, you know, it's like maybe not the best sand, but it's like just, you know, the vibe is like my type.
As compared to Gulf side?
Yeah. Like I've definitely been to the Gulf Coast too.
Yeah.
And it's much more like smooth waters, like really pretty, like, you know, I feel like a little cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you can't go wrong with the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, the Atlantic Ocean, the waves are so much different than the West Coast. Like I just remember not really seeing any white caps. Like they have it obviously in the Atlantic Ocean, but mostly it's just like these big rolling waves where you can kind of sit out there and just bob up and down.
Yeah.
You can't really do that in Southern California.
I know, it's fun. Like I usually go with my friends. Like we have a whole setup thing and go to the beach and just hang out for the day. So it's a good time.
Yeah, nice.
And then like along with that, you know, Florida has springs. Mm. So those are much different too, but mainly just anything to do with water out
water?
There. Yeah.
All right. Are you a skier?
Water skiing?
Water skiing. Yeah.
I mean, I have tried.
You've tried.
But I would say I'm not the best.
Are you a tuber then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hold on for my life, so it's a lot
it's
of fun.
It's amazing how hard it is actually to hold on to a tube when they're flipping you around on the boat.
I know, and it kind of hurts at the end.
It certainly does hurt. And the older you get, the harder. I went on a retreat with some pastors this summer, and we were able to get on a lake in Minnesota, and the person who gave us the cabin also had a jet ski and a tube, you know, and like go out and use it, and we were so sore because we're all old now, you know. It was so much fun, but like we had to put a speed limit on each other.
That's
like
hilarious.
Like don't go over 20. Don't whip me so hard.
Yeah you kind of go home with some, you know, injuries.
Yeah,
well, not major, but
not major.
My uncle has a boat in down south in California, and so we go to like Lake Mead normally and just do the whole
nice
few days trip out there. So
that's awesome.
It's one of my favorite things for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Heidi, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I appreciate it.
It's nice to join, and thank you for having me.